All right. A little bit of a controversial topic.
Yes.
Today. You up for this, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So when you're getting into the real estate industry, or anybody's thinking about the industry, or even taking that class, P&P for that matter, why is it that there's no or little instruction on the process, the deal flow?
Right.
Did you receive any instruction on deal flow, like how the deal starts from A to Z?
So the actual like class that you take to get your license, there's documents that talk about the purchase and sale, but it really doesn't talk too much about or teach you that much about the deal flow and the process of the deal.
So purchase and sale is totally different.
Right. Small facet of the deal flow, but not.
So I'm talking when we get into the end, me and I know you, you're a technician. Right, so you like to look at things systematically,
yeah,
and try to figure out, okay, if I'm going to tackle this project, I'm going to do it methodically,
right,
mm-hmm. and take it apart so that you've reduced your chances of failure,
yeah,
hence increasing your chances that your client is going to have a pleasurable experience. So when you get into this industry, why is it that we aren't instructed on deal flow at all?
I can't think of a reason. I mean, I think it's probably the most beneficial thing we could learn that stage in the game. Coming in for me, I was lost immediately, day one, lost.
So how, okay, so let's say you there's no instruction in P&P. Mm-hmm. Why is it when you get out there into the brokerage industry, there isn't instruction as far as deal flow, or very little?
I think, well, do you want to?
Yeah, so honestly, I don't know why there isn't more instructions. I think
any ideas?
I think the biggest thing is they're more concentrated on recruiting and bringing people in and seeing who ends up sticking. And they really, unfortunately, don't get too much into the actual deal flow and what you're supposed to do.
Because do they care?
I don't think they do.
I think there's brokerages out there that know and look for people with a lot of contacts in their phone book or their contacts list. And I think they're not seeing a possible like mentor relationship with these people. They're seeing a way to exploit them as almost like a CRM or some way to get leads.
So I know that if you come into a brokerage, the chances are you know you're going to get your deals, first deals from your friends and your family.
Right.
So who's most at risk?
You.
And your family.
And your family. Right. You're close to peer that is using you.
If they come in and you teach them the intricacies of, you know, the real estate, the actual practice of it, it sets your earnings timeline from that person way back.
Sure.
So it doesn't really behoove you to teach them anything. Only if you're only interested in the dollar, you don't. Why you're going to teach them when you can just tell them to call
out of money.
Everything comes out of money.
So how about? Okay, so if it comes down to money. Wow, now you're flipping this whole thing because everything comes down to money.
Everything does. But that being said, that class we were talking earlier, the class is to pass a test.
Sure.
It's based on the state test that you take.
But,
and what they're teaching you is to pass that.
Okay, so let's if we know it comes down to money, maybe it's preservation of an industry. And this is just hitting me now. What if they don't necessarily want the deal flow and the process of how a residential real estate transaction is supposed to go down to be taught to every single person that's out there, because they know that 87% of the agents turn over in their first 4 years. And if that is put out there in print, you've now exposed it to the world.
Yeah.
And now the individual homeowners, the customers that are out there, may be able to look at a deal flow and say, hey, maybe I can do this on my own.
Right. Well, you take away the prestige. And when you take away the prestige, it's worth less.
So when you take away somebody's ability, because right now there's this veil in the industry. People don't know what to do. They see the agent is the expert. They know how to take me from point A to point Z. But if if I knew how to do that deal, if there was a roadmap on how to get the deal done, and I knew when to talk to the lender, I knew when to talk to the paralegal, I knew what to do with the inspections, and I saw how everything worked, maybe that would expose the industry and put it at risk.
Yeah, I also think it really comes down to time and investment. So if, like, so many people fail in their first 4 years, does the broker really want to invest that much time into you when there's a really good chance that you're going to fail?
Okay, so yeah, but you just told me that it's going to take, how much time does it take for me to teach you deal flow? Are you saying I should? We should, right?
I think the broker should be teaching that if they really want you to succeed and they want their clients
to be happy. This conversation should be teaching the public and all the agents out there deal flow from point A to Z.
Yeah, agreed. And I think if the, what'd you say, 4 years?
Yeah, the average agent doesn't make it
four years. So how much longer would that time be increased?
Oh, your chances of success would go through the roof.
If your broker just taught you
deal flow
from the rip.
And purchase and sale agreement, right, deal flow, educated you.
So I can see, like, okay, maybe they don't want to commit time on the chance you'll fail, but shouldn't they want to commit time on the chance you won't? If they commit more time to you, you have less of a chance of failure.
Correct. I think that makes sense. But I think, again, if you, there's some reason why, and it comes from a much higher level than the board, because that state test has nothing on it regarding deal flow.
Right, no.
And the most important thing I think somebody needs to succeed in this industry when they first get out is that confidence of knowing that they know how to guide their client through the deal flow.
Well, the confidence is everything. And knowledge.
And we know you have that.
And knowledge to protect your client, knowing what you're doing is the best. So if you don't have that confidence and knowledge, how can you represent your client the right way?
Why isn't from the state level, and this is nationally, because I've talked to a lot of brokers out there.
Well, it's not on the federal portion either. So there you go. Yeah.
But why? There's a reason. And I think money has something to do with it. Maybe it's protecting the industry as a whole. But is it best for the consumer? I don't think so. I think the consumer is more at risk because they're dealing with agents who don't know how the deal is supposed to work.
I think it's important for the consumer to know what the deal flow is like. Every step of the way that after this, this happens. Right. After this, this happens. Between attorneys, lenders, inspections, like getting ready to move, what you're supposed to do a week before closing.
Make an argument to me why you wouldn't teach it. Let's look at it from the other angle. I don't want to take just one perspective.
It's all mine. Any argument I can think of is motivated just by greed and or laziness. Like, if I'm a broker and I want your contact list, I don't have to train you to get it. I just have to sign a paper and go, hey, tell everybody in your phone, you're selling now, get some deals going. I'm going to put you on them for like a super low percentage. And then you move on.
So what if have you asked this question to somebody that's in a position of training and said, why isn't this taught? And what was the response?
I haven't.
So the response that I've gotten in the past is that every deal is different.
Oh yeah, sure.
Right? Every deal is different. I can't train you on that. Every deal is different.
Yeah.
Well,
yes, every experience matters, and the longer you're in the industry, the more you're going to learn. But being taught from the get-go about scenarios that people in the brokerage have been to, the actual broker's been through, like, they can teach you scenarios that they've been through that's going to help you get more comfortable with deals. So when those things come up, you're not panicking, you're not freaking out, and you can do what's best for your client.
And that's, I don't know, I think that's a bad
business.
Every deal is different. Every road is different, but I still know how to drive. Do you know what I mean?
So you were taught which side of the road to drive on. I mean, these deal flows, even if they do go a little sideways, you may have to backtrack.
It's nuance. But
they still flow in the same direction, and they all start in one place and end at the same place.
Right.
So there is we can take the industry, we can take it apart. And I think we can educate the consumers. I think we can educate the agents. And I think we can give a level of transparency to the marketplace that probably hasn't been shown before.
Well,
so now that we've brought this up, this is what we're tasked with.
Yeah, and I think learning that would have changed my trajectory as well a little bit. When I started out 10 years ago, as a 23-year-old kid, when I first got into the business, I didn't know what I was doing, and I was not confident. And
not
I,
like you are now.
No, and I jumped around a little bit between brokerages, looking for that right fit, looking for that training. Instead, like, if I learned right away, like, I didn't need to jump around. It all comes down to my actions and my confidence. But if I knew what I was doing, it would have changed
so
everything.
So I'm curious, as anybody that's watching this and some of these, you know, are watching right now.
But is there, are there people on?
There are, I'm sure, maybe. There may be one. you know, it's, are other people experiencing the same thing? I'm sure that in the real estate industry, there's a level of frustration on the residential side when somebody first gets into the business with, okay, I've got my license. I just hung it at a brokerage.
Yeah.
What now?
Yeah.
What now? Okay, you could be provided with a ton of tools to help you succeed. But for me, if I'm not sure how, I'm supposed to be a guide. I'm supposed to be guiding my client, reducing their risk. If I don't know the process, how do I do that? Shouldn't that be taught in class?
Well, I also think as a buyer and a seller, being taught that before the deal would be everything. So what happens? All right, I sign this listing contract.
Now what?
Now what?
Now what?
Or now, oh, I got an offer, or we did an open house.
Now what?
Now what? Or like, there's always this weird, the home inspections are done. What's happening right now?
So you're
now
supposed to fake it till you make it, but who's at risk?
The consumer, client.
The consumer is at risk. And that's, in this industry, I feel like that's the way it is.
Right.
So even in our coaching classes, and I think the coaches have a good, well, I don't want to even go there. I think the coaches are there to coach the agents and show them how to get out of that 87% failure rate. Mm. Who's here coaching the client? Who's out there saying, look, this is how you increase their chances of having a good transaction?
It should be the agent.
It needs to be us.
It needs to be us. But who's teaching that? Who's doing that?
No.
No, not enough. It should be everybody.
So I think we've been tasked with something going forward.
Right.
So our goal is to educate, like you guys are doing with Whiteboard Wednesdays. Let's do a set of, maybe let's break down the deal flow process and let's talk about each individual component and explain what it is and where it takes place in the deal. So that now we're educating our clients, we're educating new agents, we're educating the consumers, and people can use it as a resource.
Yeah, it really should be also when you first sit down with your client, whether they're buying or selling, part of the buyer presentation or seller presentation should be walking through this deal flow charts.
Well, so, you're assuming that that's a first-time home buyer because right. A lot of people have purchased properties,
yeah,
and especially with us.
Yeah, but sometimes it's been a while. It's been 10 years. It's been not. Yes, there are people that are very familiar with it that have been through it.
But they're assuming we know.
Yeah.
Right? They're assuming that we know.
Right.
And if you've made it past that 4 years, you know.
Right.
You know the deal flow. So commercial real estate, totally different deal. Mm-hmm. And we'll get into that. But on the res side, I think this one's really important.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Appreciate you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.